Wednesday, October 27th. President had his breakfast with Roger and Kissinger this morning to let Henry fill Roger's in on the China trip. I was originally supposed to attend, but the president called me just before breakfast, wanted Coulson and Ziegler and me to get together and work out the plan of whether Kissinger has a backgrounder or not today. President's concerned about escalating Kissinger's trip, doesn't see what questions he needs to answer at this point, and thinks it would be better to lay low in view of the China vote last night. Or Monday night, I mean. But after the breakfast, President agreed with our recommendation that Kissinger go ahead and do it on the record, just covering logistics and details, no color and background, and to make it brief on the record with no film and no mics. President said he had worked out a good understanding with Stans and Connolly yesterday on the international economic situation, and that he was now going to work with the two of them, keeping Peterson out of it. He feels that Peterson's not the one to handle it, and they're just going to have to work it that way. He feels that the problem with Peterson is he's a square peg in a round hole, and he wants to move him out of that slot and put Flanagan in it. He did agree to let Peterson sit in the Quadriad meeting tomorrow afternoon, and we'll let that take the place of meeting with him. Kissinger came in later after the breakfast, and President Henry discussed at considerable length the whole reaction to the breakfast. Apparently Rogers was unbelievable in that he spent the whole time nitpicking and sort of downgrading everything Henry had done. Didn't seem to allow that anything positive had been accomplished at all. Henry is convinced that Rogers pushed the UN vote for Monday night so as to downgrade Henry's trip and give Henry's trip the blame for the Taiwan loss. President's point is the problem is not Taiwan, it's the UN, and he's concerned that the Democrats are going to seize upon this as the reason to blame us for the defeat. We put on too much pressure and because of the China trip. Apparently, Rogers accused Kissinger of being too soft on his dealings with the Chinese. He hid all the China stuff. We had quite a discussion about the State Department problem. And the president made the point strongly to Henry that the press is obviously trying to work state off against us and that we've got to avoid letting them do it. He also made the point, again with Henry, of the concern on Henry's backgrounding because of the timing off of the Taiwan vote, and it's bad to have a big story now on our moves with Red China. Henry's argument is we're going to have the story anyway, and it's better to have our story by Henry reviewing it. So they reviewed how to handle the Q&A and all, and the president agreed to do it. The president said he definitely had decided he would travel in a Chinese plane in China so we could work out the trip to Hangzhou with Zhou Enlai accompanying us. Zhou will not travel in an American plane. The president hit very hard on wanting to get Otto Passmann via Harlow to understand that we want him to chop the bejesus out of all of our support for multinational organizations, although the president has to stay a mile away from it. The president also told Henry to call Ronald Reagan today and try to get him straightened out. He then had Ziegler in, and we talked about UN funding. He told Ziegler to back Rogers' statement. He should refer to the glee displayed at the UN that would have a detrimental effect on the U.S. people in the Congress. Said the president does want to get into a position on this, saying the conduct was a disgusting spectacle. The delegates of many countries that U.S. supports were gleeful and all, that the U.N. was very seriously impaired in terms of support from among American people and the American Congress. Ron picked up that line and used it today, and it got quite a big play. He The president did, as I mentioned earlier, agree to meet with the Quadriad tomorrow, but he will not grant Burns the private meeting that he wants. He wants Flanagan to tell Burns that his candidate for the Fed will not necessarily be given the post, although he will be given consideration. Arthur's in a sticky wicket because he's probably promised the job to the guy, but we'll now have to back off of it. There was a budget meeting this afternoon where Ehrlichman made a presentation on, again, on domestic issues and their proposal for a value-added tax. The president made the point afterwards that regarding the value-added tax and all the other things of that sort, we've got to be clear that all we're after here is the issue, that none of these initiatives are going to pass Congress in the coming year, and that welfare, government reform, revenue sharing, and so on, will have no chance of passing, nor will tax reform. But if we package it in a simple way, we can use it as a good issue. He thinks that parochial school aid is a potential winner if we can blunt the sword the other way, and that we need things that directly appeal to the individual instead of things like reorganization and welfare reform. He wants to try to find something that we now don't have in any of our programs, which is the what's in it for me idea that gets to some key constituency that makes a difference to us. He makes the point that billboards that win in elections are the ones that say lower taxes, which relate to the individual rather than the more complex issue type things. But we go on and say be responsible, which does us no good. He says that as people become more and more educated, they become less and less dedicated to old values. But there is still a majority that are not that well educated, that haven't been spoiled and ruined, that still have feelings for what we stand for. And the problem is that in our domestic program, we've done very little for those people. They're only for us now because of our foreign policy and a certain basic faith in Nixon personally. President asked Connally about the idea of the tax, and Connally says that we first must have a balanced budget, that that's the most important thing, and if we need to raise taxes to get one, we should do it. He's not concerned about raising taxes in an election year. He thinks that value added will be considered a sales tax, and people don't mind that. He said we should fashion it as a political weapon. A sales tax is better than a tax on your home. Therefore, it's a good political issue. It's okay to tie it to education, as Ehrlichman recommended, but we should call it Property Tax Relief Act. We should eliminate the optional question and force aid to parochial schools in it. We should remove commercial property from the tax relief, just do residential, so that we have a homeowner's tax relief act. We bite the bullet on parochial schools and help Catholic education, and we use the added revenue to balance the budget. Connally feels that you have to show fiscal responsibility next year at any cost. End of October 27th.